Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the panelists. Again, usually it's about four or five jokers, but today there's only three jokers we're going to entertain here. One of them is a big, big fucking fool. You know his name? And then, Modi!
His name is Sadiq. What's up, Sadiq? Thank you for joining us. This is Moji. I love you all. Thank you for joining us, pal. Love you all. Thank you for all the subscription. Thank you for all the likes. I'm going to forward it to Sadiq.
And this asshole, man. I don't know who invited him in the first
place. Why are you calling him an asshole? He's not an asshole. We already know he's not an asshole. Sadiq bhai, leave him.
Moji, we are, me and Heather are talking about you.
You're talking about
everyone knows this. Everyone knows this.
Live on television.
With a person that has a mug like that.
Sadiq bhai, it's okay. I'll take the blame for you calling Heather an asshole.
No. Heather, who's the asshole?
Bhai, no, it's okay. That's fine.
Wait. Moji, wait. Hold on. Heather, who's the asshole?
Ek hi hai. Idhar bandar ki shakal wala. Kaun hai wo?
Sadiq hai. Aur kaun hai?
Moji, baby. Asshole number one. Share denge. Asshole number one.
Heather, go. I mean, Heather, we're good, man. You can be on the next show.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for all the likes and subscribe and all the love on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all those channels and iTunes or whatever the hell we are at. thank you for following and all that good stuff. So with that, we'll get into the show. I know a couple of people have to leave early. Oh, wait. Okay. Heather, go ahead and start. I thought you had to leave early.
No.
Give him 2 minutes.
Moji, ye na tera main puri screen hi kaat du teri dangar asshole.
Hey, we can kick him. Heather, we can kick him.
Isko kick karke koi fayda nahi, wapas aake hum hi lagega. Intro chal raha hai, suno chup karke.
Tera intro. So now I would like to introduce you the one and only Heather. Go on.
Man, you're gonna
This is my third time trying out. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? Hopefully you're doing good. Hopefully you miss me a bit. I know you definitely did not miss Moji and his fat lardness, but here we are again with Moji. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into the game. Right. So what's the story number one, ladies and gentlemen? Where we go?
All right. Number one story is coming from Ontario.
Moji ka susural hai, nahi? Bhabhi wahan se, right?
No way, dude.
I thought she's from Canada. What happened?
Of course. She's not Canadian, bro.
Tu sharma kyun rahe? Sharma kyun? She's American.
Oh, did she cross the border too?
No.
What happened, man? I want the story.
No, nothing like that.
Wait. No. This is more interesting.
No. We're gonna start this story. We will come back later.
No. We don't need to come back. This is more important. This is more important than any story.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, it is.
Next story might be from Ontario, but it's a California story. So get it right.
Which Ontario are you talking? Okay, which Ontario is Bhabhi from?
Dera Ghazi Khan, Ontario.
No. See, Heather, you got it wrong. This is not Sadiq Bhai. Say it out. My wife, she's from here.
What do you mean? What is
Texas.
Here?
Texas, bro.
This is not Texas. This is Chicago, dumbass.
Chicago.
Here is not.
I'm not from Houston.
Oh, you're from Houston?
Yeah, Houston.
Oh, okay. Not Ontario.
All the way.
All right, so let's get into the first story. So man breaks into California bank to heat up hot pockets, get arrested, and he says that it was totally worth it.
And he was definitely like Moji because he's a stupid though.
Have you ever eaten a cold hot pocket?
Have you ever eaten a hot pocket? I have never eaten a hot pocket.
Me either. And I don't look forward to eating that either.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, we have class, Moji.
No, you guys, you are an American. You are going to eat a hot pocket.
No, you don't have to.
But you are going to eat a hot pocket.
We have things called Whole Foods. We don't have to eat hot pockets.
You gotta eat hot pockets.
Where do you buy hot pockets from?
What's wrong with you? You never had a hot pocket, man?
No.
You're not American.
That's fine. But I never had a hot pocket.
I got to American. A hot pocket, khali American.
And he thinks American culture is hot dog, hot, and burgers and hot pockets.
Hot pockets.
It's not.
Is this my culture?
Yeah, no, that's your size. We're cheating on your size. That's your culture.
That's racist, man.
That's not you're racist. Not it's your size.
Good show,
hey, just because there are protests going on outside with because of the racism doesn't mean everything is racist. Especially you, Moji. It's your size.
There are two things.
Both are your sizes.
What are you talking about?
One size is too big, one size is too small.
I'm enjoying this.
I'm American, man. You gotta eat a hot pocket.
No, you don't have to eat a hot pocket. There are better things than hot pocket, right?
मैं भी ट्रंप को ट्वीट करने वाला हूँ नो हॉप पॉकेट ना नीचे लिख दूंगा भाई मोजी
हॉप पॉकेट
सो मोजी वुड यू सो ओके सो सिंस यू आर इन सच अ बिग फेवर ऑफ हॉट पॉकेट वुड यू ब्रेक इनटू अ बैंक एंड हीट अप अ हॉट पॉकेट एंड
मोजी करेगा मोजी वो भी अमेरिकन समझेगा करेगा मोजी कैनेडियन बैंक भी खुजेगा मोजी
इट्स
नॉट अ कैनेडियन बैंक.
Okay, fuck Canadian, fuck American, right? Maybe either he's one of those guys who goes to the courtyard with his bike and steals the bike afterwards.
No, bro, that's a packy.
Yeah, we covered that show in the last season.
That's
last
a packy right there.
Good lord, Moji, you're stupid, man. You're hilarious.
Go ahead.
That guy said it was worth it. It must be a goddamn, the best damn hot pocket in the world.
I don't know. I never ate a hot pocket. I don't know if it's the best or not.
And yeah, let's move forward. How about, let's move forward. Let's kill the story, man. I'm killing the story. It's fucking bonkers.
Hey, man. It's about the size, man. Because the size of Moji, he can, you know, veto it. So he likes hot pocket. Let it go, man.
All right.
So buy it, marry it, kill it, fuck it.
Of course, kill it. What are you talking about, man?
Kill it.
It's a freaking hot pocket. Dude must be on some drugs in order to say, like, yeah, I want to eat a hot pocket, but I'm going to break into the bank to heat it up.
All right. So let me give you a transaction that happened between a reporter and the man who got arrested, okay? Mm-hmm. So, reporter, you did all that for a hot pocket. Man, yes, that for hot pocket. Reporter, you broke into a bank for a hot pocket. Man, hot pocket, hot pocket. Reporter, was it worth it? Man, hell yeah, it was worth it. Fuck yes, it was worth it. A hot pocket, hell yeah.
Good God. You're a big emoji. You're a big emoji.
Hot pocket in the world. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, let me ask you one thing, Moji. So that place in Kalos Heights, right, that you go to eat a sandwich, do you consider that as hot pocket?
I can't do this,
At this rate, man, it doesn't matter.
Y'all never had a hot pocket.
I have heard of it plenty of time. I've never eaten.
What's wrong with you, man?
I have a pass.
You
gotta try a hot pocket before you say something. Okay. We'll come back to the story. How about that?
Okay, we'll come back. We'll ask when Samir is in.
Oh, good idea. What does he part of it? What the card? What hot pocket? Guys, go card.
Are you kidding me? I'm pretty sure he had a hot pocket this damn big.
That was a burrito, man. That wasn't a Hot Pocket.
That was a Hot Pocket.
All right, so we'll go to the next story. So, California looters loot each other as they brawl over looted clothes. So, it's gotten this worse that looters are going inside of shops. When they're coming outside, they're getting looted by other looters.
Kind of smart, because here's the thing.
It's crazy, man.
The person that went inside the shop is going to get busted. The second person that stole those clothes is going to get away with it, because the first person that stole the shit is going to get sentenced.
Why not the second one? They're stealing.
Because they can't find the second person. They don't have it on camera.
Stealing stolen goods still is called stealing.
Find those people.
They got the video, right? You have the fucking story.
What are you talking about? I read the whole story. Oh. They cannot find the other people.
But it's a video, right? They can trace it somehow.
If they had, like, people who stole from, like, Gucci, Versace, they had facial recognition, right? Mm. What about the people who stole from them right outside the store that didn't have the facial recognition? Then what? How are you going to break that one down?
I don't know. We'll send you.
Everyone that's writing, or correction, everyone that's looting like that deserves to be caught up in all this shit.
I agree.
Sorry to say, but that's 100%. Not the answer.
But I'm my address on OfferUp is Sadiq Kasamali. Send me OfferUps. I'm accepting all Gucci's and Prada
and everything else, right?
You know what? Put in the description this time, my email. Okay?
What is it? OfferUp, Mercari, eBay, PayPal. What else is there? Grindr and Tinder is your department.
I'm sure you'll be able to find them.
Yeah, they got Pinterest. No, what's it called? Pinterest. No, yeah, something else. What's it called, though? Anyhow, I'll get to it. But there's another website there where you could sell your stuff.
Is it Pirate Bay?
Pirate Bay. Why don't you move down?
Hey, maybe it's digital goods. Who knows? All right. Buy it, there it, fuck it, kill it.
It's kind of weird, though. I'll say I'll
actually, you know what? There. We're going to find out what's going to happen to them. So we'll see.
Okay. You never know. If you find out, it's not given that we are going to find out, but I'll buy it though.
There has to be circumstances of people looting, like big stores and stuff. There has to be something. It can't be just because, something happens. I mean, yeah, people go out to protest. That's completely fine. They're protesting for the right reason. But looting, because of that reason, is completely wrong.
Absolutely wrong. Touche, sir. Very well said, Demoji. Very well said. I agree with you. 100%.
But hey, but you guys know, right? What Gucci and Louis Vuitton have done, right?
So
instead of, like, you know, crying over it, they have actually increased the price of their products 200%.
Nahi karo.
Yeah.
Moji, ab to tu apni Gucci badge nahi le sakta.
Forget Gucci belt. You can't even buy a regular cricket bat.
That's why you get it imported from Sri Lanka.
Who?
Sri Lanka.
First cup.
Sri Lanka.
There you go.
Sri Lanka. Where's Sri Lanka? Gaya tha, Moji?
Where is coming from Sri Lanka?
Of course, the first copy.
First cup. How do you know that, Moji? Are you selling this on the side on Jamaica Avenue in New York?
Oh, no. I never saw.
So then what? How do you know this?
No comment on that one.
You see, again with your no comment, man.
Moji, tum bahut harami ho waise andar se.
You know what?
Dosto ko nahi batate hai. Side pe tum
bech de. I'll go back and comment. You go on Google, you type it up, and you'll see the fake goods coming out of Sri Lanka. There you go. If not Sri Lanka, Thailand.
Actually, chakkar hai ga desi Sri Lanka, Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka nahi bol sakta, bev ko jaya. अरे अमेरिकन मार गया पूरा इसके मुंह पे हॉट पॉकेट मारूं मैं
अरे All right, we'll go to the next story, man. So this one is coming from France 24. Thief tunnel into Johannesburg liquor store, steal $300,000 worth of liquor.
Wait, what happens?
So this is your type of story, Heather. That's what that's all ears are in. So, so a liquor store got robbed in Johannesburg, mm-hmm. South Africa. The way that they actually robbed the store is they tunneled into it through concrete flooring.
No shit, damn.
No shit, man.
That's some good planning out there. That's a money heist thing out there, man. Shit.
That's GTA 5.
They need GTA 5. They need money heist. Money heist, they have tunnels. They make these tunnels.
Bro, here's the thing.
All that shit.
Was that liquor really worth $300,000?
I don't care. Is worth drinking it?
It could be insurance fraud.
What's in your cup right now?
Fish oil.
Is it coming from Johannesburg too? That's why it's empty. They stole it all.
No. This was chai. People want to know. This was chai.
Chai. This was chai.
Chai. Sri Lanka.
Hold on. Chai in a desi style where you add tea.
I think we lost Moji today, man. I think the chai has something else inside.
Chai.
All right, buy it, marry it, kill it, fuck it.
I'll say buy it, though. I love this story.
You already talked about some dude breaking into a restaurant. I could care less. I don't care how much worth liquor that he stole. It could be insurance fraud.
Hey, but Moji, imagine this, right? Imagine this. Maybe it's not going to be true anytime soon. But imagine this. This was your favorite shop, which sells cocaine. You will be all over the place, man.
First of all, this is not Samir. This is not Malik. So I'm going to pass on that one. Oy, second of all,
Shots fired. Da.
What is it? Da. So buy it, nigga, kill it, fuck it.
Love it, man.
You know what?
I love it, man. Fuck it. Insurance I love that.
Fraud. That's
love it.
You think this is insurance fraud?
Modi, tera mood insurance fraud hai, bevkoof
yaar. You know what? Insurance has to take a look at how much the liquor was. Dude, $300,000 worth of liquor. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, that's Ben. That's a store right by, like right around the block. That's like quarter of Benny's.
Yeah, a quarter of Benny's. You know how much you have to pull in order to go through the quarter of Benny's?
It's a tunnel. It will go straight in the truck.
$300,000.
Yeah, that's like 4,000 bottles.
I don't believe it. Whatever. I'm gonna just pass on that one.
Okay. All right, we'll pass it.
Your subse zyada is question ko refute kar raha tha. He's the one who's still talking about it. That's Moji.
He loves the story, man.
All right,
we'll go to the next one. Drug dealers turn corporate by selling customer data for more than $180,000. So, all of you guys know, Heather especially, right? You guys have drug dealers that are assigned by government. So, all those people, man, basically, they are selling your information.
Well, how could they be selling our information?
They have your phone number. They have your address. They have your face.
That's true, though. Well, not mine, though, particularly. I keep mine very low-key.
But Heather, your drug dealers know your address.
My address? No, he doesn't.
You go and see him?
What are you talking about? Man,
when
you
walk
into that store...
Man, wait. On Saturday, right, the drug dealer came to him at Whole Foods.
He was in Whole Foods. He was shopping there. I ran into him. And he gave me a...
So that means he's in your neighborhood, right?
Mujhe kya pata? Hoga? Whole Foods tha. It was Whole Foods by my place. That's very good.
Yeah, he knows about you, though.
Of course. I'm someone you cannot forget that.
No, it's not the pig. So anyway, right? So these drug dealers, man, they're gathering all these data from all the users that they're selling it to.
भाई मेरी छोड़ो अपनी बताओ तुम जो हरकतें करते हो
हमारी तो nothing.
मुड़ी चल गया इसपे मुड़ी चल गया.
Question. I got a legit question to ask you guys. How's that any different from Facebook, from Google, from all like major corporations that are selling your data?
Yeah, the only difference is one is legal, one is not legal.
Precisely.
It was an illegal, like, representative. Illegal representative.
Facebook and Google is not, right?
But he had all the legal data. Right?
What is legal data?
The person who contacts you shares the information with you.
Yeah, but Heather never signed an NDA, right? He never signed a consent form. When you are using Facebook and Google, by using it, you are signing a consent form.
I never signed a non-disclosure, man. So it does not apply to me.
Going back to it, a lot of websites will not ask you to sign the NDA, but they will sell your cookies, your search, and everything.
What cookies are you bringing? First hot pocket, now cookies. What are you talking about?
It's your personal data. It's your personal data. It's your
personal data. मुझे को भूख लगी भी आपने चाय पी रहा है कुकीज के बारे में सोच रहा है हॉट पॉकेट्स में आके अड़ गए हैं भाई शो खत्म करो मुझे को जाके खाना खाने दो इनको ये मन बेचारा हर पास थोड़ी में कुछ खाने की चीजें
आता I'll go back to it. They're selling your personal data for the
फिर बताएगा क्या फिर कुकीज आएगी
any different from major corporations
अरे but they have legal ways of doing it right You sign a consent form by using Facebook. I'm allowing you to share my information. What signature did they have?
उन्होंने आके मोदी ने घर से मंजूरी ली ना मोदी हम कर ले मोदी ने कहा हाँ कर लो आप भी मिठाई के चाय भी पी लो बेवकूफ जाना हो बेटा
मैं हैदर का डेटा all over the internet
मोदी I will never buy drugs from you man that much I know I know that much
I will never.
I'm not even taking Tylenol from you, man.
Okay.
Who knows what you're doing, man?
Not at all.
Alright, buy it, marry it, kill it, fuck it.
It's an interesting story. You got 40 wired up. There, I'm gonna buy it, definitely.
Interesting because there's one gentleman that's going up against corporations, right? That's doing the same exact thing versus one individual. But all the individuals,
what are you
like
talking
all
about?
The
corporation pe chala gaya bechara drug dealers ki baat ho rahi Modi corporation ko le aaya ab thodi der baad thodi baad neighbors ko bhi le aayega
now let me ask you are the corporations not selling your data for their profit
Modi
man you are signing consent form right
when but you search Modi. Something on your phone isn't Amazon already picking up on all that
No,
Google
but
already picking up
wait,
all that?
wait. But you have an option, right? You have an option not to use it.
How
Precisely.
So?
You can block it on your router, man.
Only certain people would do that. Not everyone will be.
Not
able
about
to
certain
do
people,
that.
Right? The ability is there for you to block, right?
Yeah, ability Precisely. Is there for all the other individuals to block.
But
that
ability is not there for the drug dealer to sell it, right?
when you go visit unicorn,
how will you stop a drug dealer from sending
data to everyone else when you go yes. visit
how will you stop a drug dealer
when Heather visits XNX they're selling his data to someone else too
All right, but that's fine but at least he knows they will sell it right like he knows grinder sells his data he's aware he doesn't care
तुम मिलो ना मुझे अगली दफा मैं ग्राइंडिंग करता हूँ तुम्हारे साथ माओ I'm with you definitely
but it's just major corporations against individual I mean sure they're all wrong they all should be wrong for selling your information not just one person everyone should be against it
चल ठीक है बाहर गोली मोजी आगे चल तू तो स्टोर में फाड़ ही बैग है let's go let's move on
that's my last word let's I'm against it. I'm against anyone.
But there is no against. Buy it, marry it, kill it, or fuck it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
Why the fuck are you against it, man? We don't even have that option. Sometimes you're bringing in a screw it, sometimes you're bringing in against it. Man, by the time we're done, we're going to have a list this big.
As I tell the story, but I do want people to be aware of their data being shared.
Yeah, people don't care if their data is being shared. If they did, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Let's go.
All right, next story.
We'll tell the story. Let's move on.
All right, so next one is coming from Italy. We'll be back. Italian prison escapee promised to return in 15 days.
So two
inmates who escaped from the prison in Rome last week left guards a courtesy note saying that they will return to take care of business in 15 days.
Matlab hamara wait na karna, wapas aayenge khana khane.
I don't know, man.
Now going to details. They wanted to whoop some ass because their kids got into deep shit.
What movie are you watching, man?
What? English, right? That's what you're talking about.
Italian movie aayi bhi, Italian Polish. It's called 365 DNI. Main aaj se Moji wahi dekh raha aajkal because it's trending in USA right now. Moji ne kaha Italian hai, Moji ne kaha uski story dal do.
Is it on Netflix?
They need to protect their kids from the business that went wild.
Kids from what?
Right here. Look.
That's okay, man. But you can. So you are saying to protect your kids, you will leave the prison, and then you will also come back to the prison. What the fuck kind of logic is this, man? If you are leaving the prison, I will never come back to the prison. Just leave. Get the fuck out. Why leave a note?
Yeah, dekha story mein har jaisa ek har story mein Moji jaisa character hai. Har story mein.
Man, Moji is out today, man. I think he drank too much chai.
There's never such a thing drinking too much chai.
Man, you are a Pathan. There is always too much chai.
Never. There's other things, but there's never too much chai.
No comment. He will say no comment.
I'm definitely commenting. I'm not saying no comment on that.
So Moji, okay, let's backtrack a little bit.
Moji, batana, what kind of drugs have you enjoyed so far?
Recreational.
I'm a clean person.
No. We know, looking by your face, you're not a clean person.
I am a clean person. I don't care what you guys say. Never in my life have I used drugs.
Oh, hey, Heather, I think you might have to do another show, man. Cancel your date.
No, but I don't have any date.
Drugs are bad. Do not listen to the other people. Never do drugs.
Unless it's free.
Viagra is not a drug.
Man, maybe that's the drug you need. That's not what I need. What the fuck, man?
That's what he needs.
That's what he needs. Maybe that's what he's on. That's what he's so...
understand. You go, man.
Hey, Moji, did you get the one from Pfizer or did you get the one from Baba?
Baba.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bengali children wala Baba.
Okay. So anyway, back to the story, right? Let's get back to the story, man. So why would you leave a note when you're leaving a prison?
Simple baat hai, Moji jaisa hai, wo bas kahani khatam. That's it. Explanation mil
gaya. Oh, dear guards, I love you. I'll be back.
Person. There you go.
Heather, he will write, dear guards, I love you. I'll be back. And then he will actually show up.
Sign niche Moji. Yeah, Moji bichara kehta bolta bolega, par bolta nahi bichara. Pura shutdown ho jata hai.
Alright, so with that, guys, I'll cut the show. We'll call it a night. We'll see you guys next week. like, subscribe, share, if all possible. Thank you.
Until then, first of all, do not remember.
Thank you for joining us.
Sorry, do not forget to tune in next week, though.
Yeah, next week will be lit, for sure.
For Moji's sake. It's the Moji ki aur bhi maanenge.
Abhi chhod ke isko lagne wali hai. All
right, gentlemen. Next time, though.
Have a wonderful evening.
Bye.